Okay, Gemara Chasima Toiva to everyone. This is unfortunately a non-live performance for the guys that were not able to listen to the shiur this week. Unfortunately, something came up to not allow me to give the shiurim. However, this shiur is in Yonah Diyoma, so therefore I can't do it next week. It won't sound as good. So Mirtz Hashem, some of you have the opportunity to listen to it. Mirtz Hashem, the next time I meet you, I'll be happy to give you a Mar Makoma sheet. The topic that we're doing is asking Mechila in the business world. In our original shurim, we spoke about the importance, of course, we spoke about the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, B'shasha Minichis Madon Ladin, when you go up to the pearly gates after 120 years, the first question that will be asked to you is Nasat V'Nasat B'Amunah. The first question will be, were you honest in your business dealing? And only then, Kaveh Yitim LaTorah. And of course, we explained the concept of why the Gemara in Shabbos, why the Gemara, excuse me, in Sanhedrin says that it starts with Talmud Torah first. And we said that based on the Eliyahu Rabbah, who quoted the Rush, who said that a person's business dealings, if they are dishonest, so it's a Chil Hashem, and his Torah is worthless. But we see that it is not only when it comes to business deals, talking about physically stealing. We spoke last week about justified stealing, about people who unfortunately take upon themselves understanding the laws and halacha and maybe take this or maybe take that or go to a hotel and take a robe and say, well, I stayed there, and that's just as wrong, but that's a physical thing, and that's obvious. The person would have to return it, v'chulu. But even in matters in the business world of dishonesty that is not involved in money, right? Bad-mouthing another person's business. You can't, it's a grama at best, in destroying his business, right? If somebody comes up to you and says, yeah, oh, I'm so fun, I'm doing business deal with the guy, you did a business deal. So the moment you say something, you know, you make a shrug, you don't even say anything, but your face turns a certain way, or you say, I'm not allowed to say anything. You know, the person knows already. So those situations can come up. And that's something that a person has to look at. We know that during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, the focal point, of course, is bettering ourselves, ben adam l'makom, but equally, if not more, should be ben adam l'chavero, where we probably have a lot more to work on in that area. And it is clear, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tov Reish Vav, arveru sheben adam l'chavero ein yom kippur mechaper ad sheyifasenu. Yom Kippur is not mechaper to averus until we are mifayes, until we appease those that we have wronged. Afilu, even if he didn't physically hurt him, elo b'dvarim, he hurt him with dvarim. Sticks and stones will break my bones. Names will never hurt me. There isn't a phrase that's more incorrect. Names can certainly hurt even more than a stick and stone. One punch in the face is a little bit of an injury that usually will not have permanent effects. But if someone downs you, certainly if it's business, you could lose your entire business over it. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be very careful to tzarech sheyi faiso. V'im einon vayis birishono. It's not enough to go to him once. Even though, yes, there's a midas chasidus, we should all say, amoich l'amochiyu, even if it's very hard for us. But he says no. You choizer, he has to go back. V'yelech pam sheyis, he has to go back again. Vishlishis, or a third time. Different times, not yomochim, yomochim, yomochim. It has to be a real thing. V'cho pam yikach imo shlosh anashim. And every time he should bring with him like a mach based in three times. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, my Rebbe Moiri, tells the story about Rav Chaim, his grandfather, who went with his father, Rav Moshe, and the great Brisker Rav, and their other son, on Erev Yom Kippur, to a butcher who was a mechutzef, who was very inappropriate in the Beis Din. When there was passing against him, there was a Beis Din between him and another person, and he lost the money, and he's cursed out the Beis Din. And Rav Chaim couldn't take it, and he went back at him and kicked him out of the Beis Din, and called him a chutzpah, and got him out. And he felt that it was, he wanted to ask for mechila, certainly have the butcher be able to ask. And he went on Erev Yom Kippur, and he went looking for him. Everybody's head was covered with the talis. This is Rav Chaim, the Rav of Brisk. And this is how he spent his kol nidre. And finally they found him, the sons were there, and he looked at him, and he said, listen, maybe I said things I shouldn't have said. And unfortunately, the butcher did not at all have any mechila to accept or to give. And he said, get out of my face, I don't want to talk to you, v'chulo. And as the story goes, not a positive ending, he actually passed away after Yom Kippur. Rav Chaim said Kaddish for him the entire year. So we have to understand this case. We'll discuss a Gemara that will relate to us. Why can't Rav Chaim just say, I'm Mechil you? He wanted a certain element of Mechil as well. But you go with three people, it says. Then it's enough. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, in Mace, what happens if he died? Nebuch, the person died. So he says, you should go to the cemetery. So the question is, why would he even have to go? What's going on over here? Why would he have to go if the person has passed away already? He can't wrong the right, it seems. The Mishnah Berurah points out on this siman in Tuf Reish Vav that afal pi sheshar yumois hashana is mechuyev lepaisa b'nei shepesha kinegdo. Of course, it should be done right away. So if you do this on October 1st, you shouldn't wait till the next Yom Kippur. But we forget. So he didn't have it. He wasn't able to. So you should wait. Mamtim lifaiso ad yom achar aval be'erev yom kippur mechuyev. Right? Because we want to be lifnei Hashem. Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper lechem mikol chatoseichem. We have to come in front of Hashem and saying, listen, I did the first half. I did all the Ben Adam l'chaveros. Now it's between me and you, Hashem. And you're able to get lifnei Hashem. Certainly, if it's talking about something physical, the Mishnah Berurah says, money or the like, of course you have to return that money in order to do the right in that case. The Mishnah Berurah also says that it's important that he goes himself and doesn't send a messenger. Again, we have to understand why that is. And this, in the generation that we live in, we often have gotten many, and certainly, obviously, during the COVID pandemic, face-to-face meetings are probably not the smartest thing. And therefore, what about that email? I'm sure we've all received that Rosh Hashanah email from your friend. Maybe he's really smart and he actually puts your name on top of it. I've certainly received one or two that has somebody else's name on it. Is that going to be good enough? What about a WhatsApp? What about a voice note? What about a phone call? What would be good in this case? The Mishnah Berurah clearly says, "Im ein rotsi lifaso yoytze rashai, im ein sham bizoyin hutar." So hator. So there is an element which we'll get to at the crux of this. I believe is this element of bizoyin. The Gemara tells us in Yuma. We certainly know the second half of this because of a famous song. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Hei, Dorish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's Dorish on the Pasuk, Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Averus ben Adam Lamakom. That's talking about Averus ben Adam Lamakom, between us and God. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The element of Yom Kippur itself, when we take it seriously, when we come into Yom Kippur, so we have the ability of being mechaper all the averus that we did between God and ourselves. However, averus ben adam lechaveru, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ein yom kippur mechaper ata yirtzos chaveru. Then comes along Rabbi Akiva. This is interesting. What is Rabbi Akiva coming along to do here? Amar Rabbi Akiva, ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate Israel! Lifnei mi atem metarim, who purifies us? Mi metar eschem avichem shebashamayim. We have Hashem because the pasuk says in Yecheskel Lamed Vav, v'zarachti aleichem mayim tarim. God sprinkles upon us waters of purity, v'tarim aitem, and he makes us pure. V'omrin mikveh Yisrael Hashem v'chulo. Afa kalish baruch hu metar es Yisrael. So we have to understand what this Gemara is talking about over here. Comes along the Ein Yaakov, the Perush on the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov, of course, is a compilation of wonderful stories. And back in the day, when between Mincha Ma'ariv, they didn't have much to learn, right? They weren't able to go into their WhatsApp and read a quick Devar Torah or their lessons from the Leva or whatever it might be. So they told stories, they got stories. And there's a parish on the Ein Yaakov, the Rif, not our Rif, if I'm not mistaken, it's Rav Pinto. And he says as follows, Shabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ba'la Husif, Al Divrei Tanakama. He wants to add and explain, expound upon what the Tanakama says early in the Gemara. Shim loy pie says chaveiro, gam haaveir shebin adam lamakom, ein yokim mechaper. He is machadish, dover nifla adma od, that is quite scary. And that is that if we have done all that we needed to do, we did a tshuva according to the Rambam. We were mahadrim in a mahadrim. But, unfortunately, we weren't able to get to every single friend. Or there was one particular friend we knew we should ask for forgiveness, but we couldn't. It was just not good for us. Says the Rif's interpretation of Eliezer ben Azariah, zero sum gain. All or nothing. You have done no tshuva. Your Yom Kippur, unfortunately, is somewhat worthless. This is a huge chiddush. And then comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he says, oh, come on, that's crazy. That's crazy to say that. Rabbi Akiva cholek, and Rabbi Akiva, just in general, if we know who Rabbi Akiva was, Rabbi Akiva always looks at the positive. Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu, shulim hoichemval, they see the foxes, and everybody's crying, and they say, why are you laughing? And Rabbi Akiva says, why are you crying? We see that the Navi is being Makayim here. He's always the positive. And he says, no, can't be. Rabbi Akiva cholek, Al drash tosher loves a ben Azariah, and he's soiver. No, a few years as chaveru, at least you can have half of a kapara, or even furthermore, I could have 90% kapara because I did everything I could. One person, I didn't have the strength to be able to speak to. If this is so, the question that we already asked in the Mishnah Berurah has to be understood. The holy tzaddikim, if we take a story about a holy tzaddik, and you've wronged that tzaddik, you've said something wrong about him, we know that this holy tzaddik, this rav, every single night before he goes to sleep, says Kriya Shema Lamita, and says the Hineni Mochon there, and says the Hineni Moichel Lechol Misha, anybody that hurt me. So then what's the point? And I'm going to be saying Tfilah Zaka clearly enumerates the fact that I forgive everyone, even those I don't know what they did to me, even if they did it behind my back. Why do I have to go to him? And therefore, it makes the story, speak about in a Gadic section, you would not tell a nighttime story to your kid, is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Havile Milsa B'Hadei Hadoi Tavcha. Rav had a argument with a certain butcher, right? Going back to our Rav Chaim case, similar. A butcher was inappropriate with Rav. So Rav decides on an Erev Yom Kippur, B'Male Yoime Dikipure, he's going to go out and go to the store so that hopefully it being Erev Yom Kippur, and again, this is the Mishnah Berurah's idea, Yom Kippur is a mesugal day because of the fact that we're on one hand nervous, but maybe a little bit unhappy. Yom Kippur's coming. We want Mechila Kapar. We're much nicer on that day. And therefore, even the guy that you might not have forgiven to begin with, you're probably going to forgive. Why? Because you're in a better mood. So it comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, he goes along, Azil on a pious light, because he wants to go up to him and say, I'm here. And the guy's going to be like, oh, Rav, how can I do this Erev Yom Kippur? Please forgive me. Pagabe Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna. Rav Huna sees him. And he says to him, where are you going? Amarlei, Lehechakal Azil Bar. Where are you going, Rabbi? And he says, Amarlei, Paisa Leploini. I'm going to the butcher so that he could ask me for forgiveness. Amar Azil Abba Lemiktel Nafshe. Why are you going to kill him? I don't know what that means. So he continues walking on his way, and he goes to the butcher. The butcher is very busy, Erev Yom Kippur, a lot of business. And Rav shows up there, and he sees Rav the butcher, and he says, I cannot believe you're here. Get out of my store. What are you doing here? Didn't you learn your lesson when I cursed you out, so on and so forth? And Rav has certainly not done his job, and the butcher turns around and continues cutting the meat that he cut. And a bone flies up from one of the pieces of meat he's cutting, goes directly into his aorta and kills him. Not a good nighttime story. So Rav Huna was right. So the question is that why did he find it necessary to do that? What is the aspect that Rav thought it was necessary? Just forgive him with all your heart and then we're done. Very interesting. Before we give an answer to this, because I want to ask another a stronger question, is a story that's been related. I think many have probably heard a similar story to this. I heard it from my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and he writes this in his Perech Mata Aaron on page 187. Shemati Rav Hutner, Hutner was one of his great Rabbeim, he of course taught in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, and then of course in his own yeshiva, Shiva's Brisk, and certainly in YU. Kishigamar of Yisrael Meir Miradin Esifro Achavetz Chaim, I like to ask the students, what sefer did the Chafetz Chaim write? They're smart when they say Mishnah Berurah, but he also wrote the Chafetz Chaim. He wanted Haskam. Haskam has become one of the famous pastimes that rabbis will write a letter of bracha, usually, or appropriation, of basically saying, hey, I know this guy, and this is going to be a good sefer. Because when I get any given sefer, I might open it, and I might see I have a sefer here, and I'm opening it, and I say, I don't know who this rabbi is. I don't know who he is. But then I look at the first few praises, and I see Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has written. I see the great Rav Yaakov Ariel, Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, that all these great rabbis have written something. Oh, this guy must be a good guy. So that's the pastime that used to happen. However, it still happens today. However, it was very serious in those days. Very serious. So the Chafetz Chaim went to the Rav, the great Rav Yisrael Slant. Really, the gadol should be gedolim, and certainly when it came to a sefer like this, the Rav of our Musar, for Haskama. Rav Yisrael Slant said to the Chafetz Chaim, well, what do you think? I'm just going to read a few... Nowadays, they just give you what's called the few galleys, a few pages of the book. So you're crazy? No way. Amar l'chavetz chayim sheyishar es haksav yado. Leave it with me. I got to read the entire sefer. Wow. He says, v'im yiresh kol masha kasav hu nachon. If I agree with everything, that's the only way to give it haskama. Give haskama just because I saw a few pages. La'achar kama yomim. Took him a few days. Chavetz Chaim returns and he says to the Rav Yisrael Salant, Nu, what do you think? So he says, Nechoinim, he says, this is a great sefer. Chutz midin echad. Your sefer is a great sefer, but I don't agree with what you write in Chelek Aleph, Klal, Dalet, Sif, Yud, Bet. Shemisha diber Lashon Hara, neged chaveira. I spoke Lashon Hara against my friend. Ve'inu yadu ame Lashon Hara. I did it in back of him, right? His back was facing me, but quite literally, he sat out of the room. I made fun of him. He returns to the room and was like, you know? And he doesn't even know, he doesn't know about it. Maybe he even knows about it, but he never knew who said it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in order to do tshuva, you must go to your friend and tell him what you said, even though he doesn't know it, and most probably you're going to make the situation even worse. If you don't take out this line, Mitoch Sifro, I can't write you Haskama. She'ef Shari Omar, how can you say she'yesh chiyuv al misha isa tshuva? A chiyuv for me to do tshuva is to make matters worse. She'yosof pesha al pesha. V'yitzari it's chavera. In order to right the wrong, I have to make it more wrong. It can't be. So the Chafetz Chaim answered, I didn't make this din up. Din ze huska b'shari tshuva. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Reish Zayin says this. I didn't make it up. Rabbi Yisrael Salant says, I'm quite aware that Rabbeinu Yonah says this in the Shari Tshuva. Avrat tzircham anu lomar, sh'Rabbeinu Yonah mir b'makom shechaveru yada shechaveru b'nuto. Not what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, but he says that he must have meant where he knew about it. Rav Aaron, in his beautiful way of explaining that a person who wrongs another person has a shame rasha on him. And in order for him to get the kapara of Yom Kippur, he has to be a Lifnei Hashem Jew. And what we're all striving for during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Going back to dishonesty in business, the person who is dishonest in business is not a Lifnei Hashem Jew. He can give all the stock in the world. And his davening could be an hour long, and he could have a mincha minyan at his work, in his office, with a shtender, and giving out personalized siddur. It doesn't matter. You need to be Lifnei Hashem. And Rav Aaron calls it, then therefore his name, Sha'az Hashem Rasha Lo Pako Mimeno, Achif Asenu. Aval, Im Chaveru Enu Yadua Mizeh, Az Aser, Lachote Lahagid Lo, Mepnei Shem Moisit Peshal Psho. Going to make matters worse. And unfortunately, the Chafetz Chaim did not get that Haskama. He said he thinks that the Pashut HaLashon of Rabbeinu Yonah Mashma, that he doesn't know about it. So he said, famously, he ends the story by saying that Rav Yisrael Meir, the Chafetz Chaim says to Rav Yisrael Salant, why can't you write me a Haskama and just write, I don't agree. And there's actually Haskamas like that today. I don't agree with this and this, or I want to make a point about this and this. Rav Yisrael Salant writes, Ana, Lo, she'enu yachol liten haskama mishum sheharbe anoshim ilmadu mi'asefer v'lo yikret mi'haskama. I'll have my name on it. I just look at the name. I don't look at the person, actually. I have a little pastime. I like to write, look what the person wrote, because oftentimes it doesn't really say much. Number one, it says this is an haskama, this is a shamechtach bracha. I heard great things about him. They don't even know who the person is sometimes. So it's quite an amazing story. Certainly the ending that Rabbi Yisrael Salant didn't want to give out haskama stam. So, to conclude, we have to figure out together what's going on over here. How can it be? Let's explain Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's explain the Chafetz Chaim. How could it be possible that in order to wrong the right, I have to make... In order to right the wrong, I have to make matters even worse? How is it possible that Rav would be chayav to go to the butcher? What's going on over here? The possibility is something a comment to the Bir Halacha, the Bir Hagra says. The Vilna Gaon writes that the essence of this, quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, the essence is HaKadosh Baruch HaRoya Shehishpil Atzmo Umarachim Alav. The forgiving process is where he sees that you are Mashpil Atzmo. You degradate yourself. The first lines of Slichos is Lanu Boishes Hapana. We're embarrassed. You need to embarrass yourself. You need to actually fulfill correctly tshuva and saying, I can't believe I made this person feel like I feel now. Going back to our incorrect line of sticks and stones, names hurt so much because Hamal bin lefnei chavero, mal bin called milaben to make him white. You take the blood out of his face because of how horrible he feels. His heart sinks because he's been made fun of. You can never take that back. And for the rest of his life, he might have a name, a nickname, because of one comment you made. True forgiveness, according to the Gra, means that you have to feel it. You have to feel bad. You have to degradate yourself a bit in order to get true rachmanas. And therefore, maybe, of course, it's about the person you've wronged, but maybe you need to do a little bit more. Maybe there's a chiyuv for a person to have to actually say what he did wrong to make him feel bad. Now, it's possible that there's a middle ground over here. The middle ground might be you go up to the person and you're sincere in your heart, and only you know your heart, and you say, you know, I said something bad. I don't remember, but that might be good enough. Again, one could argue, the Chafetz Chaim says, no, you got to say it. And of course, Rav Yisrael Salant would argue, how is that possible? And that's why Rav had to go to the butcher. Maybe that's why Rav Chaim went to the butcher in that case. Because ultimately, it's the butcher who had to ask for forgiveness in a way that he spiel et atzmo. He feels it. And by the tzaddik, by Rav, every night saying, Amoichlim, 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 it's not good enough. I need to feel it. And that's an important part of the tshuva process. And maybe that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's statement. If I don't degradate myself, if I don't feel it, there's something going on here. There's something wrong about my whole tshuva process. And maybe my tshuva with Hashem is not real in itself because I'm not taking this seriously enough. A huge chiddush nonetheless. But it certainly brings to the floor this important point. And I think it's intertwined. Obviously, every single transgression of Ben Adam L'Chavero, of course, is us transgressing Ben Adam L'Makom. And we have to be exceedingly careful. And I think about in this time of COVID, how much Ben Adam L'Chavero is needed. A person who is careless, who went to a wedding, as the story is told, and knew that they had COVID, but just had to be at the wedding and gave it to everybody else. So there's a lack of Ben Adam L'Chavero there. And certainly there's a kapara that you have to do, not just with Hashem, not just for all those people who now couldn't go to the next wedding or couldn't celebrate with family or couldn't go to minyan v'chulu. Part of the true process is not only thinking about yourself. That's an integral part of this. Finally, I'll just tell you a sub-story from this and we'll conclude. The story that I told about, that Rav Aaron told us about his grandfather, Rav Chaim. So what happened with that butcher? So the butcher was in Beis Din. It was him against another guy. And he lost, and that's when he went crazy. When Rav Chaim kicked him out, he ran out of the Beis Din to get him, make sure he left. When he came back, he saw one of the great Dayanim, Rabbi Vrieger, and he was crying. Brisky, don't cry. And Rav Chaim said, what are you crying about? And he said, do you remember this butcher? He came to us a month ago with a cow. Thousands and thousands of whatever they use there, zlotys, diners, whatever. And we tried so hard, but it was clearly not kosher. And we had no choice. There was nothing we were able to do. And when we paskin the halacha, and he lost thousands of dinar, zlotys, rubles, whatever, guess what happened? He said, it's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. And we were shocked at the great emuna he had. And now he says, you know why I'm crying? A month later, it's nothing compared to how much that cow was. It's nothing, a fraction of it. Now he's going crazy? So Rav Chaim says, you don't understand. The difference is, before, it was between him and God. And then he was able to say it's all min hashamayim, but when it's between him and man, oh, I can't have, it's the principle. Another man can't take money from me. And that's the essence of all business. The only reason why another person would degradate another person in their business and say, oh yeah, good luck with him, he's not honest in business, or did you ever taste his food? I'm in catering, so I could say that. It's not going to taste good. Instead of saying, wait, I see you're going with them, let me explain to you why I think my company has some advantages. Not say because you're going to get sick from his food, but talk about your company in the positive realm. Chose a lack of emunah. Ultimately, that's it. Nasat v'sat me'emuna, yes, even if it doesn't involve money, it is the major aspect of our tshuva process for Yom Kippur. Shabbi zeiche, tave gemar chasima toivra, la'al t'chaim toivim, u v'shalom.